上人、各位法师、各位佛友，阿弥陀佛。今天晚上由净凡跟各位结法缘。那么现在正是观音期期间，所以就跟各位谈一下有关观音的法门。我们都知道万佛圣城是观世音菩萨的道场。那么观世音菩萨是一位大慈大悲的菩萨，他因为具足清净、平等、慈悲、智慧，所以呢有大的神通力，能够寻声救苦，到十方世界去帮助所有的众生。
So you'll now stop the listening to the Venerable Master's lecture on the Dharma Flower Sutra and listen to the time when people are sharing their experiences. So the Venerable Master, all Dharma Masters and all Dharma friends, Amitava, today is Jin Fanshi's turn to tie Dharma affinities with everyone. And so now it is the time of the Guanyin session, and so I would like to talk about the Guanyin Bodhisattva's Dharma Door. And so we all know that the city of 10,000 Buddhas is a Bodhimanda of Guanyin Bodhisattva. And this is because that Guanyin Bodhisattva has four qualities: purity, equality, compassion, and wisdom. And so he is able to listen to the worldly sounds and then rescue beings from suffering. And so he rescues all the living beings from suffering and allows them to attain liberation.
因为是观世音菩萨的道场，所以万佛圣城就比外面的世界要清净得多。那么这里呢，不但清净，而且呢可以学习佛法，也提倡教育，还有经典的翻译。因此呢，很多人愿意到万佛圣城来，放下世间的一切，那么在这里使自己能够清净，返本还原。
So because this place is the Bodhimanda of Guanyin Bodhisattva, and so it is much more pure compared to that of the outside world. And not only is this place more pure than the outside world, it also promotes education, sutra, and as well as sutra translation. And so many people put down everything in order to come here and in order to return back to the original source.
有句话说，与善人居，如入自然之室，久而不闻其香。那么跟好的人呢在一起，就像到兰花盛开的一个房间里面，那么一开始你会觉得香气很浓郁，那么可是久了呢，这个香味呢因为跟你融为一体了，你就不感觉到了。万佛圣城也类似这样子，一来的时候呢刚到万佛圣城的人会觉得万佛圣城真的很清净，那么久了呢这种感觉慢慢就没有那么强烈。不过呢，因为现在外面的世界非常的纷乱，那么很多人很注重教育，所以呢就学习孟母三迁，不远千里的从别的国家或是别的州呢就搬到万佛圣城或是在圣城的这个外面定居，那么希望就是有一个清净的环境来教育下一代。
And so a Chinese saying goes that to be with good people is like being in a room with flowers. And so once you stay there for a long time, you will not perceive the fragrance. And so basically, if you draw near to good people, wholesome people, then it is like being in a room filled with flowers. And in the beginning, you feel that the room is very fragrant, but after a while, you are accustomed to it, and so you do not think it's so fragrant. And the city of 10,000 Buddhas is likewise. Many people come, and their first impression is that this place is very pure, but after they stay here for some time, it is not as strong a feeling. And yet, even so, the outside world currently is very chaotic. And so many mothers, they emulate the Mencius's mother, who moved her house 3 times in order to allow her son to have a good education. And so these mothers are also focusing on education. And so they come from far away from the other states and countries in order to allow their children to have a pure environment to study. And so they're basically raising the better, younger generation.
在这两年，我在学校接到了大概有两位家长的抱怨。为什么抱怨呢？因为他们做了很大的牺牲，下了很大的决定，然后搬到万物圣城，那就把很小很小的孩子呢送到我们学校来读书。那么他有两个目的，一个目的就是要孩子在良好的环境接受熏修，学习佛法。第二个目的就是要学习中文，学习中国的富有文化。那么，让这个孩子在一个非常纯净的环境中成长、受教育，将来做一个有用的人。那么，他们跟我抱怨，就说孩子来了学校以后呢，可是在这一两年中，他们的孩子呢，并没有真正学习到他们所想要的，比如说在语文方面，中文或是中国文化尝试。因此呢，有些家长抱怨的更厉害的，就跟别的法师或是老师呢去投诉。那么这个当然有一些因缘，因为这些孩子呢，他们到这里来，有时候就这么一个小孩，他就会讲中文了。但是在我们的小学里头都是当地的小孩，就是很多美国小孩。那么一个班里面呢，很困难，就是说特别为一个小孩子再开一个班来特别教导他学习中文。因此呢，就必须跟其他美国小孩子在一起上课。当然呢，这个学习呢，这个效果就不是那么好。因此呢，就遭到很大的这个抱怨。
And so in the past 2 years, I have received the complaints from the parents of 2 children of the boys' school. And it is because that these parents, they have made a great sacrifice and they have planted a great determination in order to allow their children to be sent here to study. And so these children are all very little. And so they are still coming here, you know, because the parents want them to have a good environment to study and allow them to learn the Buddhism. And on the other hand, they also want their children to learn Chinese as well as the Chinese culture. And in this way, the parents hope that their children can receive education and in the future become useful people. And yet they now complain that because their children have not learned what they expect them to learn, which is probably about the knowledge of Chinese and Chinese culture, for example. And so some of them have even gone to other Dharma masters and other teachers in order to complain. And so they say that their children have not learn so much with relation to Chinese culture. And this is because when these children and kids, when they come here, they can speak Chinese even though when they're very young. However, they're also Americans from the local places who have come here to study, these Americans. And so for in one Chinese class, it is hard to especially open up a class in order for these kids to learn Chinese. And so basically there is one class where the Americans and also the Chinese kids, they all learn together. And so these kids, they have to learn with the Americans. And so they do not have such a great improvement in Chinese. And that is why their parents are complaining now.
为了解决这样的问题，我们就安慰这些家长说，那么从这一学期开始，我们会把基本上已经会讲中文的学生，从小学的一年级到六年级全部集中在一起上课，来解决这个问题。因为当时这个像这样的学生大概只有两位，那么所以不是那么方便。不过到这一学期呢，我们学校呢像这样的学生来了大概有七位了，那都是像以上我所讲的原因，他们希望把小孩子送到这里来接受更好的一个教育。因此呢，就成我们有这样的一个班了，这些小孩子全部聚在一起，一起学习中文，一起学习中国文化，甚至学习佛法。
So in order to resolve this problem, starting from this year, all the students from first to sixth grade who are good in Chinese, they all come together to one class. And so because in the past there were only two students who were the parents of two students who were complaining, and so it was not very convenient. But in this school year, there have come seven students in all. And so these seven students are together in one class. And the parents of these seven students, their mottos are also to allow their kids to have a better education. And so now we have this class where these children can have a better education through learning Chinese as well as Buddhism.
其中也有一个从南美洲来的小孩，其实他根本不会讲中文，他的中文是非常有限的。但是呢，他的父母曾经到过台湾，所以他们很向往中国文化，希望他学习中文还有中国文化。因此呢，其实在四年前就曾经到我们学校来看看这个把小孩送到这边的可能性。因为那时候太小了，所以他在两年前呢才到南校读书。那么他的母亲也曾经跟我抱怨，就说他们来的目的也是为了学习这个佛法跟中文，但是呢好像并没有像他们所预期的。因此这一学期呢，我把这个孩子也放在一起，就跟其他已经会讲中文的小孩，然后呢让他每天可以听到很多，学习很多，久了呢其实他会因为听久了，将来呢他也听得懂了，也会讲了。这个过去呢我们有几个这样成功的例子。
And so there's one student from South America, and he basically doesn't know Chinese because he was not born in that kind of family. But his parents, they once went to Taiwan, and they felt very good about Chinese. And so 4 years ago, they had come here, and they extremely wished their son to be able to learn Chinese here. But because he was too little at that time, they could not send him to the school. And so 2 years ago, he came to our school. And his mother also complained to me once because she said that their motive for coming here was to allow their son to learn Chinese, but the result is not as promising. And so in this school year, I allowed him to be in the same class with those students who have already know Chinese. And so I just allow him to listen to these students speaking. And gradually, he was able to listen and understand most of it, as well as speaking some of it.
那么从这个小孩的中文名字呢，你就知道他的父母有多向往中国文化。他们给他的小孩取名叫知道。那这个知道呢，其实很听话，很乖的。但是他的肤色不一样，他的肤色很像印度人或是像非洲的小孩子，所以你在佛殿可以看到一个黑色皮肤的小孩。那在我一个很主观的意识里头，我就会觉得说，一个小孩不会讲中文，然后他的肤色又不一样，那他在班上呢可能就会跟学生有一点距离或是格格不入。结果呢，我这样的一个想法完全是错误的。因为呢这个 开学到现在呢，已经两个月了。那么这个班呢，整个班的气氛非常好，很和谐，每个孩子呢都可以讲就是互相帮助的。比如说在我上课的时候，那么这个知道很多都听不懂，因为我们讲的是很自然的中文。现在这个班那些小孩子，他们母亲都教得很好，所以他们那个中文听得非常好。那我在上课就没有困难，可是呢知道其实是根本十句里头就听不到一句。但是我的学生呢，他们都会帮助他，他们会跟我建议说老师，你要让知道怎么样怎么样怎么样，他们反而会来教导我。甚至每天我们上课也许会讲一些像成语故事、佛教故事，或是一些像生活上的点点滴滴。那每个学生呢，他们中文英文好的就会抢着要翻译，要翻译给知道听。你想想看，七八个学生呢，那么他们可以牺牲一半的时间，然后呢听翻译。其实他们已经不需要翻译了，但是呢他们还愿意为一个学生来做翻译。
And so we can I'll just tell you the student's name, which is Jidao, which means in Chinese to understand. So basically, his parents really wanted him to understand Chinese, and so they gave him a Chinese name. And Jidao, in his in class, he is very obedient, but he has dark skin, and so he's kind of like an Indian or an African. And he also is not very good at Chinese, and he cannot listen to very much. And so in the beginning, I thought that Jidao might not be able to go into the class and assimilate with the other students. However, after 2 months of teaching, I found out that this class has been very harmonious and very well, and everybody helps each other. And so even though Jidao doesn't know a lot, but these other students, they can help him. And so these other students, their mothers have taught them very well, and so listening to Chinese, they have no difficulty. However, Jidao cannot even understand one sentence in 10 sentences. And so these students would even teach me how to use different methods to teach Jidao. And so in class, when I was speaking some idiom stories or Buddhist stories or various other little stories, then these students, they would volunteer to translate these stories into English in order to allow Jidao to understand. And so these 7 to 8 students, they're able to sacrifice their time in order to help Jidao. And even though now Jidao can understand and listen to most of the stories, they are still willing to translate for him in order for him to understand.
因为这些学生呢，他们中文听说的能力都很好，所以呢我们的主要教材就是用弟子规。那每天呢会读，也会让他们来背。很多学生因为他们年纪很小很聪明，所以很快都会背了，像第一章第二章，有些就背到第六章。那么坐在知道旁边有一个学生，有一天就跟我讲说，老师，你叫知道来背弟子规。那我就说不要不要，那个他还不可以，以后再背。因为我怕呢他这样讲，如果知道上来背给大家听，那可能会让他呢很丢脸。因为在如果他站在那边呢背不出来，那对他来讲就像是一种很难堪的场面。所以我就说不用了，不要了。那可是他很坚持，每次就跟我提议。那这样过了几次以后呢，有一次他就跟我说，老师，知道会背弟子规第一章了。我说真的吗？那知道也跟我笑一笑，我说你可以吗？他也没有说可以不可以。那我就说好吧，你就试试看。结果他真的是就在学生面前就开始可以背弟子规，虽然背的不是很熟，有时候还是要稍微给他提示，但是呢他还是把它背完了。这个真的是很出乎我意料之外。 因为在这样一个学习环境，学生包容他，然后呢帮助他，让他很受鼓舞，他在这个班呢就变成很有自信了，很有信心，那跟每个人处得很好。
And so because these students, they are very good at listening and speaking Chinese, so I use the standards for students as their main teaching material, and so I allow them to read it and to memorize it. And so they gradually, they are able to memorize the first chapter, the second chapter, and some have memorized to the sixth chapter. And so there was one student who was sitting next to Jidao, and he told me,to tell Jidao to also memorize the standards for students. And I said at that time, no, because this would allow him to lose face. Because if he was unable to memorize in front of the students, it might be somewhat embarrassing. But the student continuously asked me and reminded me. And so one day he told me that Jidao knew how to memorize the first chapter of the standards for students. And so then I asked Jidao if he could, and Jidao just smiled. And so I just told him to go up and try it out. And even though he was not very familiar with it and might need some reminders from the students, he was still able to memorize the first chapter. And so this really surprised me because I did not know about this. And so now I realize that because of these students who are better than him in Chinese and who are also continuously helping him, it allows Jidao to feel encouragement and also to have good relations with others.
这虽然是一个很小的故事，但是我把它提出来跟大家分享。主要的目的就是说，其实我们每个人都有一颗赤子之心，就像小孩子一样，因为还没有到受到世俗的染污，所以他心原本呢就会比较清净。虽然他过去生中有很多这个染污的种子，但是染污的种子如果没有外缘，它不会成熟的，它还是会保持一颗纯净的心。因此呢，跟这些小小的孩子在一起相处，也可以讲其实是一种享受，因为呢你不需要去猜测他们在想什么，从他的表情、语言、动作，你很直接就了解他们，他也不会刻意欺骗你。那么这样的相处呢，每天你不用去伤脑筋，你不用去揣摩猜测对方到底是什么意思，他跟我们大人的世界完全是两回事。我们都知道大人世界是很麻烦的有时候要互相考虑，有时候呢是互相呢欺瞒的，他不可能跟你说很真实的话，但是在孩子的世界，这方面的顾虑就没了。And
so though this is only a small story, the main idea is that in every one of us, there is this kind of the heart of a little child, which is very pure, because these children, they have not been influenced by the outside world. And so they're all very pure in their minds. And even though in the past they might have planted defiled seeds, but if there are no external things that stimulate them, then they will continue to remain to have this pure mind. And so I feel that through teaching them, it is really a kind of enjoyment because there's no need to guess at what they're saying, and they will not cheat you, and you can know about everything through their speech, through their emotions, through their expressions, and through how they express themselves. And so in the adult world, it is very different in that two people, when they talk with each other, they must consider about what the other person is saying, and most people also deceive each other. But in the children's world, there is no need for cheating, and people don't cheat against each other. And so you can understand them through just plainly through their outside, through how they talk and how they speak.
每个人呢都有佛性，每个人都有观音菩萨的性，所以呢，如果我们透过念诵观世音菩萨圣号来亲近我们的自性，我们也可以返本还原，我们也可以向观世音菩萨具足了一颗清净的心，一颗平等的心，一颗慈悲的心，还有一颗智慧的心。
So every person has a Buddha nature, and every person has a Guanyin Bodhisattva's nature. And so if we recite Guanyin Bodhisattva's name, then we will be able to return to our original source and also have, like Guanyin Bodhisattva, a pure mind, an equal mind, a compassionate mind, and a wise mind.
我们必须向观世音菩萨来学习，然后呢，具足像观世音菩萨一样的这样种种的能力，才能够来帮助所有的众生。如果呢，我们不能亲近自己，我们还是随着我们的这种染污的心来造作种种的这种事业的话，那么我们不要说帮助别人，连自己都帮不上。我们就变成是一个泥菩萨了，所以呢，这个观音法门呢是非常管用的。在普门品讲，若人啊多欲、多嗔、多愚痴，念诵观世音菩萨，那么这三毒呢都可以消灭了。那我们就可以得到清净的戒定慧，我们就可以具足像观世音菩萨一样的神通智慧，也可以在这个世界。或是将来可以到十方世界去广度众生。
And so we must learn from Guanyin Bodhisattva and also be complete with his abilities to help other living beings. And so if we are unable to even help ourselves and clean ourselves of our defiled minds or our bad habits, then how can we help others? We would just be like a mud bodhisattva. And so in the Universal Door chapter, it says that if a person has much desire or much anger or much stupidity, and he recites Guanyin Bodhisattva's name sincerely, then he'll be rid of these three poisons. And so in order for us to help others, we must be able to help ourselves first. And so we must recite Guanyin Bodhisattva's name. And once we are pure, then we can obtain Guanyin Bodhisattva's spiritual penetrations and wisdom, and then we can also go to the worlds of the Ten Directions in order to help others and help all living beings.
如果我们希望教育出更好、更优秀的下一代，那我们这一代就需要更努力，一起来修行观音法门。阿弥陀佛。
So if we wish to educate a better future generation, then we ourselves must diligently cultivate and practice the Dharma door of reciting Guanyin Bodhisattva's name. 阿弥陀佛。